Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, August 8th. Tesla has started pushing a new software update to its fleet, and it includes interesting new features related to charging with the Powerwall, suspension, and a bit more. They wrote in the release notes, quote, "Your car coordinates with Powerwall for enhanced charging during a power outage, without exceeding the energy and power capabilities of your Powerwall system. Powerwall continuously responds to the changing power needs of your home and will slow or stop your car's charging, keeping your home loads powered." Also, the update includes, quote, "We have simplified the Tesla suspension control logic to better support both temporary and more permanent heights. These new settings appear to apply only to Tesla's Raven Model S and X vehicles with the updated smart suspension." Lastly, the update also includes an alert when the car is left open. A drone flyover video of Tesla Gigafactory Berlin shows that Tesla is simultaneously bringing up several buildings quite rapidly. The automaker is aiming to start production in July of 2021, and in order to make that happen, they're going to have to complete the construction of its main building at a very rapid pace. The new video shows at least three buildings with steel beams coming up at several sections with walls coming up. Most interestingly, we see Tesla making use of the prefabricated methods, with large parts of it coming already made directly from a train on site. Like with Gigafactory Shanghai, Tesla is expected to build Berlin in phases in order to start deploying production capacity faster. Tesla has launched new lease options for owners in Canada for the Model Y and Model 3. New stores are coming up in Ottawa, the Canadian capital, and the second largest population center in Ontario and Laval, which is adjacent to Montreal. The leases start with a monthly $474 Canadian for the Model 3 and $724 for the Model Y, both of them with $5,250 cash down. The terms are 48 months with 16,000 kilometers per year. Leases are quite popular in Canada, significantly more so than in the United States. At times, it reaches roughly half of the new car market. Therefore, this could open up a significant new market for Tesla in Canada. Tesla is turning to owners in Canada to help push the government to allow the automaker to charge their vehicles by the kilowatt hour. In some markets, charging station operators are not allowed to charge electric car drivers by the kilowatt hour as an electric utility would. Many instead will charge by the minute, which is less than ideal. In the email from Tesla, it outlines how this system would cost owners more in charge time and increase hassle if Tesla were forced to use expensive utility equipment as per regulation. With this being an issue in several markets for Tesla, and now the company policy team is on it, we expect to see similar efforts popping up in other markets as well. We receive more information about Tesla's plan to increase production at the Fremont factory, with a new parallel general assembly line under its infamous tent. Tesla has taken some flack for building production capacity under tents, but in reality it is a sprung structure that is much more sturdy than a camping tent or even a carport tent. Sources familiar with the matter told Electrek that Tesla is building a new Model 3 and Model Y subframe production line under a new tent at the Fremont factory. It's expected that the new subframe line in the new tent is going to help feed the now two parallel assembly lines under the GA4 tent, where Tesla has been producing both the 3 and Y. Volkswagen CEO Herbert Diess is taking an ID.3 Pro Performance electric car on a holiday test ahead of the start of deliveries in Europe. Translated from German, he wrote on LinkedIn, quote, "Going on holiday with the electric car, isn't it? Go well. I picked up a vehicle for my summer holiday in Italy with my daughter Caro in Munich from the ID.3 pop-up store." He went on to say, quote, "The anticipation with me is great. The tour is officially considered a test drive. This means that the boss tests himself. I have been told that this makes some colleagues at Volkswagen Passenger Cars nervous when I personally test the vehicles intensively for over 2 weeks. I myself am very relaxed." Volkswagen is expected to start deliveries in the coming months, and after accumulating production over the last year, the German automaker indicated that it could deliver between 60 and 70,000 new electric vehicles this year. Cadillac unveiled its Lyriq EV in a digital event. GM's luxury brand revealed a striking and ultra-luxurious crossover EV. In a media briefing earlier this week, Cadillac executives spoke about how the Lyriq will redefine American luxury, and the brand will offer a portfolio of transformative EVs. Cadillac has targeted over 300 miles of range for both the front and rear-wheel drive versions of the Lyriq. Other confirmed specifications include DC fast charging up to 150 kilowatts. The latest version of Super Cruise, features of that will include automated lane changes and remote parking. Dual-plane augmented reality enhanced heads-up display, sounds pretty cool. 33-inch diagonal advanced LED screen that spans the entire viewing area of the driver. The Lyriq will recognize the driver and initiate a greeting with a complex choreographed sequence of the headlights' vertical elements and new road noise cancellation technology. The car unveiled is still technically a show car, although Cadillac says that it's about 80% towards production. The Lyriq will go on sale in the United States in late 2022. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, according to the South Korean news agency Yonhap, Seoul will phase out diesel cars and vans from the public sector and mass transit fleets by the year 2025 as part of efforts to accelerate its transition to green mobility. The city is working with car makers on the development of green models for fire trucks, ambulances, and cleaning vehicles. Diesel taxis, airport buses, and city tour buses will also be dropped, instead replaced with green vehicles. Brick-and-mortar retail is suffering globally due to the pandemic, but micromobility is bucking the trend. In the United Kingdom, micromobility retailer Pure Electric is opening its 13th store this week in central London. Pure Electric's newest store is selling leading brands of electric bikes, electric scooters, and more. According to a new report from the World Resources Institute, despite the lack of federal climate change plan, 41 U.S. states have managed to cut emissions between 2005 and 2017 while increasing gross domestic product. The best performing states are Maryland, New Hampshire, Washington, D.C., and Maine. So why is the Northeast leading? One reason is that they have dropped coal. They also benefit from the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, an interstate agreement that caps emissions from power plants. This agreement has reduced power plant emissions by almost 47% since it started one decade ago. On Tuesday, Microsoft founder and philanthropist Bill Gates posted a blog on his website titled COVID-19 is awful, climate change could be worse. He writes, quote, "As of last week, more than 600,000 people are known to have died from COVID-19 worldwide. On an annualized basis, that is a death rate of 14 per 100,000 people. And how does that compare to climate change? Within the next 40 years, increases in global temperatures are projected to raise global mortality rates by the same amount, 14 deaths per 100,000. By the end of the century, if emission growth stays high, climate change could be responsible for an extra 73 deaths per 100,000 people. New research from Duke University and NASA shows that the United States could prevent 4.5 million early deaths over the next 50 years if global warming were limited to 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Mitigating climate change could also prevent 3.5 million Americans from being hospitalized and the loss of 300 million workdays. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Yamaha is showcasing a new electric dirt bike. The bike doesn't have a name yet, instead simply going by the moniker EMX Powertrain Project or Electric Motocross Powertrain. They're calling it the first competition-level 250cc electric motocross bike. It was jointly developed by Yamaha Motor Europe, an electric two-wheeler development company called Domes, battery producer Spike, and the Royal Dutch Motorcyclist Association. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.